But no matter what the case, you gotta hold on.
Gotta hold on. How you doing? Hold on to this feeling. My peoples, what's up? My name is Jerry Quicklett. This is KPFK, Beneath the Surface, 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 90.7 FM in Santa Barbara. You know, I'm a dog with a bone. I'm not letting it go. Not letting it go, indeed. We're going to be talking about what's going on, what happens when the GOP steals the election again. No! And Bush wants you to believe he's got a mandate for another 4 miserable years. Can we even survive that? Who are you going to turn to for critical analysis? The New York Times? I think not. Washington Post? Hell no. It's the bloggers who have taken on the job of alerting the public. And one such blogger on the top election irregularity story since November 3rd is Brad Friedman. Brad actually lives practically right next door to me. And he's a writer, software programmer, performer, and producer whose blog, The Brad Blog, can be reached at bradblog.com. And prior to the election, Brad was instrumental in breaking and uncovering the White House website scrubbing story, where it was revealed that the White House was secretly removing embarrassing information from White House websites, which, aside from being at best ethically questionable, to use the official publicly owned whitehouse.gov for partisan purposes, is also possibly illegal. I'm very, very glad he could join us on the show today. One of the baddest bloggers in Los Angeles, around the country, Mr. Brad Friedman. How you doing, Brad?
Thank you, Jerry. Doing well. Thank you.
Good. So, Brad, what's the story? I mean, all the corporate media is basically saying, you blogger folk are all like tinfoil hat wearing super freaks
right,
who are just
conspiracy.
Sour grapes, and
right.
You know, and you're like just as likely to talk about UFOs or chemtrails as you are about the presidential election.
Right, and it's interesting that they're doing this. Some of them are beginning to cover it, but you're right. For the most part, it's a conspiracy theory, and it's left wing bloggers who are upset about the results of the election. And you know, there's a mess. And you guys have been doing a great job of covering this, but there's a mess on our hands, and I have some theories about why they're not covering it, but it's outrageous, and thank God there is the bloggers around to make some noise about it.
What are you covering on your blog site, and beyond what you're covering, what are some of your blog brethren and sistren covering?
Yes, well, I am trying to sort of focus, and I have been since the morning of, November 3rd, the early morning hours, trying to sort of focus on really the stories that we can validate, that we can confirm, 20,000 votes lost here, 4,000 votes completely lost there.
Right.
It's interesting because all of these errors always seem to help George Bush.
It's a problem.
In some way. Yeah, so far we haven't seen anything that's actually helped carry any of these quote-unquote accidents. It's interesting also in the blogosphere that a lot of folks, even the lefty bloggers, if you will, are trying to be very careful here. Some of them are even staying away from it, particularly the big ones that have sort of become their own mainstream media operations to a certain extent. So they're being careful too.
Right.
So there's just all kinds of angles on this particular story. And I'm, for the moment, looking at just the things that we can verify and say, a quote-unquote computer glitch caused 4,000 extra votes in this Ohio county.
Right.
And I'm trying to bring attention to that. A lot of other folks are covering the larger issues of the disenfranchisement, voter suppression, and that needs to be covered. But right now I'm looking, before this election is certified, we need to take a look at what actually happened here, and there's a lot of stuff that doesn't make sense.
So you're looking, in many ways, you personally and also other folks in the block community are going about documenting on the internet various regularities, whether it's disenfranchisement or voting regularities in particular counties or precincts or areas, but really trying to create a public record of sorts. Is that
right.
A fairly accurate summation of at least part of what you're
doing? Yeah, that's a good way to put it. At bradblog.com, I've sort of pulled together that specific angle of the story that I've talked about, but there's all sorts of disparate elements on this story, and right now there's no leadership. The DNC is gone away.
You're just disgruntled because you're not Kerry.
Right.
I mean, he said he was going to wait till every vote was counted. Everyone knew that meant 10 a.m. the day after.
Apparently so. Yeah. Did he even wait that long?
Yeah. Super freak.
Yeah, I know. We're crazy that we actually want the votes counted.
Right.
And what's odd is that you would also suspect that the people on the right would want the votes votes counted correctly this time, because they just went through 4 years of jerks like me saying, oh, you know, Bush didn't actually win. He's not actually the president. So if they were so confident in the system and that Bush actually won, well, you'd think they'd get behind this effort and say, okay, sure, let's go ahead and count all the votes, and let's find out what's going on. Let's just prove what groundless
super freaks you all are, and put this to bed and put this rest once and for all.
And you know what? I welcome that. You know, let's see what actually happened. Let's actually count the votes. Let's find out what's going on with the electronic voting, which is just a disaster, just a disaster. And frankly, the Republicans know it. Mm-hmm. And that's why they've been trying to, you know, keep legislation from passing that would require voter verified paper trails. They've had those bills and they've done nothing with them. Why is that? Is that because the major, you know, electronic voting manufacturers are all Republican supporters? You know, in the meantime, we're trying to spread democracy around the world.
Right.
And
I thought we were just murdering unarmed civilians.
Well, that's what I'm told.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. I was reading from the wrong side of the paper. I'm reality-based.
Yes.
And as a result, that was mine.
You're in the reality-based community.
As opposed to faith-based community.
Yes. But the faith-based and some in the reality-based community say that we're trying to spread democracy. Well, geez, it seems like we ought to have a system that we can count on. You know, I had one story on the Brad blog about Pravda Online, who was writing about our election mess. And in some respects, they did a better job earlier in covering the mess that was going on than we did. The rest of the world is watching. We need to get it right.
Right.
And, you know, right now, the DNC and the mainstream media, or MSM, as they're called in the blogosphere, are they're just out to lunch. Even a lot of the groups like MoveOn.org and those folks are really moving forward cautiously, if at all, right now.
Mm.
But we've gotten it. We've caused enough noise that they're beginning to come.
What are some of the other blog sites that you found to be interesting, kind of trolling around and looking for folks that are interested in documenting what has transpired in this election and what hasn't transpired, in what you amount to be a serious way, or a way that has, you know, some degree of integrity to it.
Well, you know, there's a lot of good sites out there, and more and more actually springing up every day around this particular issue.
Mm-hmm.
One of the excellent sites that I've been paying attention to is actually rawstory.com. They did a good job, because the night that I went, when I went to bed on election night, it occurred to me something's not right with the exit polls that we had heard, the favored Kerry early on, and then all of a sudden Bush ended up winning. And I wondered, as I went to bed in my foggy stupor at 6 a.m., you know, I thought to myself, well, I'm going to wake up in the morning and see, how does the difference in the exit polls and the final results compare when you look at electronic voting states versus paper trail states?
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to do that, and I woke up, and sure enough, rawstory.com was already on that particular beat, and they reported that, in fact, there was some notable, we'll call them notable differences between those two different states. So rawstory.com has been good. Daily Kos has been all over various aspects of this, even if Kos himself, the guy who heads up the site, is somewhat dubious, but some good information has come there. Democratic Underground.
Dubious in what sense? Pull no punches, Brad. Spare me nothing.
Well, you know, like I said, I talked about the guys, the big bloggers who are, you know, becoming so big themselves, and I understand. They, you know, you don't want to put information out there that can be easily debunked and sort of ruined the story for everybody. Yeah. And, you know, that sort of happened, as you saw with the, you know, in the mainstream media itself, with the whole Dan Rather Memogate stuff. There's some very good stuff there and reason to be concerned about that story, but it's kind of a dead story now because one big section of it got debunked. So they're being careful. A lot of us slightly smaller bloggers don't need to be quite as careful, I guess, sometimes. But even myself, I'm more careful now than I was 2 weeks ago, as my blog has gotten more attention on it. I want to make sure we get it right.
Right. And I want to remind our listeners that I'm speaking with Brad Friedman, who has a blog site called bradblog.com. You know, www.bradblog.com, and check it out. And really discussing the, you know, blogging as a phenomenon as it relates to this election and the subsequent charges and retaliations and, and executions. I understand that there was a whole family of pet mice in Ohio that were actually murdered as a result of the analysis that's being done
by the bloggers,
right? And the Democrats,
right?
Because the bloggers said no. I think one vote. I think counting all the votes actually extends past 10 a.m. the following
yes,
day.
Yes, we fed them sour grapes.
Belligerent lot, aren't you?
Killed them. Yes, we are.
Quite belligerent.
Yeah.
What do you hope will come of this blocking movement? Because it really is. I would definitely call it a movement, because there are so many, not even dozens, hundreds, and really thousands of sites around, and many, many dozens that are directly related to this, like rawstarty.com and Democratic Underground,
Buzzflash,
and on. Like, you know, there's a ton. What do you think at its best this movement might accomplish? What do you hope to accomplish with your blog?
On this issue specifically, or blogging
on this
in
issue
general?
Specifically, and then even beyond this issue of the election.
Another word for bloggers is citizens. So,
nosy Nellies?
Yes, exactly. You know, people who give a damn. Americans in many cases.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, you know, we're trying to talk about the stories that are out there that need to get attention, and that basically the corporate media is just, for now and for odd enough reasons, aren't covering. But these are important stories, and they need to get out there. And, you know, there are right now millions of us taking a look at all of this stuff, all of this information that's going on, and we can actually make noise. Like you had mentioned the work that I did on the White House website scrubbing
thing.
That, too, was a crazy conspiracy theory.
Right.
Until I demonstrated that it wasn't a conspiracy theory, that it was actually going on. And the Washington Post, once the Washington Post picked up my story and reported on it, then what do you know, the very next week, and this was like the week before the election, the White House website, they spent hours restoring thousands of gigabytes of information to their website that indeed they had removed. Mm-hmm.
And what's the nature of the information that they removed?
Well,
our listeners who weren't following it.
Well, you know, it's interesting. It was
right, broad strokes.
Yeah. Well, right after the vice presidential election, when Cheney had accused Edwards of not counting Iraq as part of the coalition.
Oh, yeah. During the debate.
Right, during the debate. And so I said, well, I wonder who the White House considers part of the coalition. And I went to the White House website, and sure enough, their list that had previously been there saying who are the coalition members was suddenly gone. And sure enough, they, you know, because they weren't listing Iraq as part of the coalition.
Do you
and
think
that turned
they just
out to be
use gone. It to print out, and then Cheney was using that list as toilet paper in hell while eating corn?
I'll leave that to you.
All right, I'm just checking. I'm floating it out there. I'm not saying I'm right.
You're on public radio. You can get away with that. We're okay. Bloggers. We have to get the story right, Jerry.
So it disappeared. So Cheney's toilet paper disappears from the website.
That's correct. And then as that story came out, people started saying, hey, this is gone, and that's gone, and this is gone. And it turned out that there was hours and hours of audio and video that they had removed. And I tend to think it was because, you know, prior to the election, there was a lot of us out there making these sort of homemade commercials, homemade anti-Bush commercials that were very, actually very effective.
Right.
And one of the best sources for that was, hey, go to whitehouse.gov and you can get, you know, any speech he's ever made, any, you know, press conference he's ever had.
Stuff. Yeah,
all of a sudden, they didn't want us to have that information
right.
for some reason, and it disappeared. It's now back, I'm happy to say, at least the bulk of it. Why? Well, because of the bloggers.
Right.
So, you know, we push the media to go places where, you know, maybe it's not sexy enough for them. I don't know why. I don't know why they choose to go certain places and not go other places. This
Could
is a huge
perhaps
story.
Be a singular, just monotonous, relentless allegiance to the god of capitalism and the fact that these giant media corporations, in fact, have the same interests as the government. The government, in fact, looks out for them while they look out for the government. It's a hermetically sealed, closed operation that has nothing to do with real citizens.
I like that idea. Where's your blog? Do you have a blog? I think you're right.
You're on my blog right now, my
friend.
But
you know what, my friend? There is, there's a lot of money. As a matter of fact, justicethroughmusic.org is putting out now a $200,000 reward.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
We got a couple minutes left. Listen, justicethroughmusic.org.
It's actually jtmp.org.
I'm sorry, yeah, jtmp.org.
Yep.
Jtmp.org. What's up with the organization? What's up with the money?
You know what? They've been I'm not going to speak about what's up with their organization because I'm not really sure. They've been promoting all kinds of things, get out the vote drives and so forth, leading up to the election. And now...
Are they the ones who promise free crack to kids?
I'm sorry?
Are they the ones who promise free crack to kids?
Yeah, that's
Karl Rove was on television talking about people being paid with crack.
That's right. I couldn't believe it.
Remember the Dave Chappelle thing? Like, with white policemen just sprinkle some crack on the dead body.
Right.
Like watching Karl Rove.
And they're signing up Dick Tracy and everything else. And, you know, they're talking about Democrats who are playing havoc with the system. And good Lord, take a look. Go look at what's actually going on.
So they weren't giving out crack.
They were not, but they are giving out a $200,000 reward if you can deliver evidence that can show that there was, in fact, fraud during this election. Hopefully that will shake the bushes, so to speak, and you know, maybe get some folks who work at Diebold.
Or perhaps burn the bush!
Yes.
Burn it down! Crush the Tower of Power! I'm sorry, I had a little episodic break there. I'm back.
You're anti-Bush.
No, I'm not. I'm so not anti-Bush. Love and support this president.
You're one of those lefties
in every way possible.
Who doesn't get it.
Not yet.
Don't you get it? The American people.
When they come and arrest me is when I'll finally get it, I imagine.
Okay.
So $200,000 if people provide evidence of fraud, and this is JTMP.org.
JTMP.org.
JTMP.org. Check it out if you're interested.
Yeah, and all you people who work for Diebold and ESNS and Sequoia Election Systems, let us see what's actually what sort of software you're actually using to count America's votes, because right now it's all proprietary.
Exactly. You know what's really scary about those companies? They're all owned by black guys who are anarchists.
I don't think so.
It's white guys and they're all Republicans. My bad. I don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah.
That's crazy, right? My name is Jerry Quigley. This is KPFK. My guest for this segment has been Mr. Brad Friedman. Brad is a writer, software programmer, performer, and producer who's got a blog called bradblog.com. You can find it at www.bradblog.com. Talking about what's the dealio with blogs around the country looking at the elections. I really want to thank you so much for coming in and joining us today, Brad. And we're going to continue to stay on top of this. And thanks for the work you're doing, man.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. Thank you for staying on top of the story yourself. We'll get the word out. We're getting there.
We're trying.